Here we go with the QuiltCon 2024 recap. This took me forever to get together because I was sick for a week and I've been traveling ever since, but I'm home now and here it is. You'll hear me chat with attendees stopping by the Quilter on Fire podcast lounge. It was just so fun to have a lounge at QuiltCon in the Oliso booth and to invite people in to share a bit of their story. And you'll also hear some of my favorite quilty influencers and teachers who stopped by. And be sure to listen right to the end because I squeezed in a moment to interview the winner of Best in Show. And you can hear the emotions overflowing. It was such a great moment. So here we go with QuiltCon 2024 recap. Okay, I have a special guest in the podcast booth. So tell us your name.
Amber Taggart.
Amber, where are you from?
Garrett, Indiana.
Garrett, Indiana. And is this your first time at QuiltCon?
This is my second.
Your second. And what are you loving so far?
It's quilt shopping on steroids almost. It's very exciting to see all the people, see all the clothing, and enjoy it all.
Yeah, and you stopped by because you listened to the podcast. That is so sweet. Thank you for listening.
Absolutely. You commute to work with me every single day to and from work.
Oh, that is so sweet. It makes my heart sing when I run into a loyal listener. So thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you for all of us who learn from you and all of your hard work. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great show.
Thank you. You too.
Here we are in the Oliso vendor booth in the podcast lounge, and I have a special guest here. So tell us your name.
I'm Becky Foster.
And where are you from, Becky?
Waxhaw, North Carolina.
And thank you for listening to the podcast. Have you been listening for a long time?
I think so. I feel like a couple years now.
Aw, well, thank you for listening. So tell us, is this your first time at QuiltCon?
It is my very first time, so I'm not taking any classes. I'm just reveling in all the quilty goodness and want to have plenty of time to oogle all the quilts.
Yeah, that is a good way to do it your first time because you get to see everything, right? So you've just gotten here today or did you come yesterday?
I came this morning. I got here at 8:30 so I could get in line and already and beeline it to the places I wanted to go.
So what have been your highlights so far? What have you enjoyed?
Well, I got to meet Mary Fons.
Oh, exciting.
So, and I know her from watching Twitch, so it was fun to introduce my handle to her. She's like, oh my God!
That's
exciting. So it was kind of fun. And see some of that crew. I went to Sew Tights and got the new magnetic cutter. I'm so excited.
Awesome.
And then just the quilts are amazing.
Yeah.
They're just beautiful.
Yeah, and have you seen some of the winning quilts at the front?
Yes, several times. And I also have been watching it on Instagram, too.
Oh.
So it's neat to see the front and the back of them, how they've hung them.
Yeah.
So it's really nice.
Well, I'm so excited that you've come for your very first show, and I'm glad you're enjoying it. I mean, it's hard not to enjoy, isn't it?
Yes.
There's so many wonderful things to see. Well, I'm going to let you go enjoy the show. Thank you so much for stopping by the booth.
See you later.
I have another special guest in the podcast lounge, so tell me your name.
My name is Denise Volkin.
And where are you from?
I am from Inver Grove Heights, Minnesota.
And you came up because you spotted my sign, probably.
Yes.
And you listened to the podcast. How long have you been listening?
For 3 weeks.
3 weeks? You just discovered it?
I just discovered your podcast.
Aww.
It's awesome.
So what do you think? I want to know.
It's great. I love learning about the backgrounds on the stories of the people that I know. And then I love the new people that I've now discovered in our industry. And it's just been really fun listening every day.
Oh, well, thank you so much for listening. So tell me, what kind of quilting do you like to do?
I am a modern quilter. I've been quilting since 96. I've just in the last couple of years started doing quilt designing. So I've designed a couple quilt patterns. And I'm Devo Quilts online. So that's what I'm all about.
Okay, so tell me, what has been your favorite thing walking around QuiltCon 2024?
What I love about QuiltCon is I love that the manufacturers are here and that they are putting information out for us without trying to sell us everything. And they leave the sales to the local shops or the vendors that have come here to QuiltCon.
Yeah, that is so great. Okay, so for one more time for the people listening, where can they find you online?
I am Devo Quilts, D-E-V-O Quilts.
Okay, so at Devo Quilts. Okay, great. Well, thank you so much for stopping by the Quilter on Fire podcast lounge.
Thank you.
So tell us your name.
My name is Ellen, and I'm from New Jersey.
New Jersey. Well, yes. I'm so glad to see you at QuiltCon. So did you arrive today or yesterday?
We arrived last night. Both my friend and I took a class this morning.
Oh, nice.
And now we're going through the vendors, and then tomorrow we'll go see all the lovely quilts.
Oh, wonderful. So what kind of class did you take this morning?
I took an orphan block class, so what to do with your orphan blocks.
Oh, great idea.
And I embellished a denim jacket.
Oh, that's really fun. So what's your favorite part about QuiltCon?
Meeting all the people.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I live in an area where I don't get to meet other quilters very often.
Yeah.
So this is a great place to meet quilters who are doing the same thing that you do and love.
Oh, wonderful. Well, you are holding something that looks really beautiful. So tell us about that project. Did you make that?
Yes, I did. It is a quilt jacket that was made with a Bonnie Hunter mystery quilt. The quilt was Rhododendron Trail, and I knew it wasn't going to go on one of my beds, so I said, I'd wear it, though. So,
what a great feature for the show. And it's a little warm in here, so I think a lot of people are carrying their jackets around, right? Yeah, well, it is so nice to bump into you today. Thank you so much for stopping by the podcast.
Thank you very much for having me, and I can't wait to listen to your next podcast.
Thank you so much. Okay, I have Pat Miller walking by, and now she is in the podcast lounge. Where are you from, Pat?
I'm from Boone, North Carolina.
Boone, North Carolina. And is this your first time at QuiltCon?
This is my first time at QuiltCon. I came because it's in the state I live in, and it's wonderful.
And how are you enjoying the show?
I've got a 4-day pass. Yeah. Yesterday, I was only here for 2 hours. I did less than 10% of the vendors and the shows. I've taken a ton of pictures. It is overwhelming. It's absolutely fantastic. It's wonderful to be here. Everybody should come.
Yeah, it's a lot to take in, but it is so much wonderful content, right? There's booths everywhere. You can buy all the wonderful stuff. The quilts are amazing. So tell me, what kind of quilting do you like to do yourself?
And it's the creativity.
Yeah.
I walk away from here with pictures to where it inspires me to go home and do more things.
Yeah.
I started quilting about 10 years ago. I've always sewn. Took a quilt class my neighbor forced me to take.
Yeah.
Loved it. I am not what I call quilty. Mm-hmm. I'm not a fan of everything looking exactly the same.
Yeah.
I'm more of the modern approach, which is why this inspires me so much. And I do a lot of commissioned work. I do a ton of t-shirt quilts because people hate to do them.
Yeah.
But they want the memories.
Yeah.
So I do more commissioned work on memory types of things.
Yeah, well, let's end this then by telling everyone where they can find you if they want to commission a t-shirt quilt.
They can find me at grandmothermadeit.com.
Okay.
Grandmothermadeit.com in Boone, North Carolina.
Great. Well, thank you so much for stopping by the podcast lounge.
You're welcome. This is wonderful. Thank you.
What is your name?
Yes, my name is Shelby Ward.
And where are you from?
I live in Lenoir City, Tennessee.
And what are you really enjoying about the quilt show so far?
Well, I love the energy here. It's so positive. People have such a love for quilting. And I just left a lecture about quilting as a form of therapy.
Yes.
And so it just really shared how it's so great for our overall well-being.
Absolutely.
And how art is so healing and helpful to all of us.
So what types of things do you love to make?
I'm a quilt maker at heart, so I love making quilts that are lap-sized, baby quilts. I'm just wrapping up a quilt for my niece, actually, and so that's what I love to do most.
Yeah, that is so great. And so in your local town, in your city where you live, do you belong to any guilds or anything like that?
Yes, I'm a very proud member of the Knoxville Modern Quilt Guild, and so we're based in Knoxville, but we have members across East Tennessee, and we have a lot of fun with what we do.
Oh, that is so great. So what has been the absolute highlight of the show so far?
Oh, goodness. I guess I would say getting to meet some of the quilt celebrities. So we all have our favorite folks that we know from being online.
Yeah.
And so I got to meet Latifah Safir
at
her booth, and just getting to see her in real person has been great.
Yeah.
So that's been a highlight for me.
Oh, wonderful. Well, it's so nice to meet you. Thank you for stopping by the podcast lounge, and enjoy the show.
Of course. Thank you so much.
That was great. Okay, here we go. Another special guest in the podcast lounge. So tell us your name.
My name is Becca.
Becca, and what is your business?
It's my business. No, I'm kidding. I have a social media presence, mostly on YouTube. Yeah. I'm known as SoBecca, but I do dabble a little in Instagram. I like to provide content that encourages quilters to really get out of their comfort zone and try new things, because we all can do whatever we set our minds to.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. What a good message. And so you are at QuiltCon 2024 with us, everyone. And what is your favorite thing that you've been enjoying so far?
Oh my goodness, it's the people. I absolutely love the people. I like to people watch. I like to people meet. I like to people stalk. It's great. It's there's so many people here. But the inspiration that you get from just being around the other quilters, the quilts aren't just on display. They're on people's backs. So it's just awesome.
Oh, absolutely. So if people are listening right now and they're like, I've heard of SoBecca, where do I find you?
Mostly on YouTube. If you look for me on Instagram, I'll be there, but not often enough. Mostly on YouTube as SoBecca. I do a live stream every Friday night at 8 o'clock Eastern time. And then sometime midweek, I try to upload a pre-recorded shorter video, usually like a tutorial or a vlog or something like that. Really just sharing my journey with you and teaching you what I'm learning as I go.
Yeah. And I love everything you do because there's a comfort element to it and it's very achievable. And so you touched on something that I just want to bring up one more time. You talked about the people. So why is community so important to you?
You know, I've had that question asked of me before, and I don't know that I really can put words to it. But what I can say is before I started sewing and quilting, was just a few years ago, before the pandemic, there wasn't a community that I really felt like I belonged to. Yeah. I'd go to a bookstore with my husband, and you know, he'd go to the weightlifting, or he'd go to D&D or something silly for him that meant something to him. But I never had anything. It was really embarrassing to go to like the magazine aisle and be like, what's my passion? I had no passion. And so as I started dabbling with the creative aspect, this community came along with it and I felt like I belonged. And I don't know how to put words to that. It's just a sense of belonging. I love it. I feel like this is where I'm supposed to be.
Yeah.
It's just great.
Yeah. Well, it's so nice to see you in person. SoBecca is in the podcast lounge. So nice to talk to you and enjoy the show.
You too. Thank you, Brandy.
We have Erin Grogan in the podcast lounge, and I'm excited about this one because, of course, she has just been on the last episode of the podcast, right in time for QuiltCon. So tell us, Erin, what are you doing here at QuiltCon this year?
I am having so much fun at QuiltCon this year. I just finished a book signing with Web Fabrics, and then I'm about to go into another book signing with Oliso, and tomorrow I get to do a book signing with Wildflower Quilt Co., so it's been so amazing getting to talk and share and flip through my book with people and share the stories behind the different patterns. It's been a highlight.
And it's so fun that these quilt shops and vendors have taken you on to have a book sign. First of all, you are drawing people into the booth, which is great, but you get to feature your book. So can you tell us just a little bit about the book? What's the title and what will we see in those pages?
So the book is Retro Curved Piece Quilts, and it's all patterns inspired by my favorite vintage retro things. Everything from Pyrex bowls to owls and flowers and just everything that brings those good nostalgic feelings.
Yeah. Well, congratulations on the end of this huge project. I know it's hard to create a book. It's a lot of work. So if people are listening right now and they're thinking, oh, those sound like some really great quilts. I want to get my hands on this book. Where can they find it?
Well, you can definitely check with your local quilt shops first. And then if you don't find it there, you can visit my website, lovesomodern.com. And it's available at the top of my website or in the goodies section.
Okay, great. And where can we find you on Instagram?
You can find me at Love So Modern, and so is spelled S-E-W. Aww.
Well, thanks for stopping by the podcast lounge.
Thank you, Brandy. So happy to see you again.
Okay, we have Joshua Dunn on the podcast here in the podcast lounge. So Joshua, tell us a little bit about what you do in the quilting world.
Well, I'm a beginner quilter, so I'm really here trying to gain more inspiration and see where quilting takes me today after the interactions and the inspo on the walls.
So, yeah, and so what have you seen so far that's inspired you?
Overwhelm.
Overwhelm, yeah.
Yes, I mean, it's so inspiring is just how different all the shapes are on the quilts. It blows my mind. I was really taught a lot of the traditional piecework.
Yeah.
I'm still exploring traditional patchwork right now.
Yeah.
And so I'm walking these walls, and it just blows my mind how the artistry goes into that. It's just incredible.
Well, it's so exciting to meet you in person because I've only seen you all over Instagram. So tell everybody, what's your Instagram handle?
Oh, yes. It's Lifting and Stitching on Instagram. Yeah.
Okay. And what's the latest project you've been working on?
I'm really excited to get started on a guest quilt pattern. I had a bunch of guests at my wedding sign quilt squares.
Oh.
So I'm really excited to put some borders on there. And I'm thinking for the backside, doing a patchwork of a temperature quilt for the full year of the marriage that Richard and I have.
Oh my gosh, that sounds like such a heartwarming project. Well, I'm so glad to meet you in person. Thank you so much for stopping by the podcast lounge.
Of course. Thanks for having me, Brandy. Big fan.
Okay, I have another special guest in the podcast lounge, so tell us your name.
My name is Katie Yolson from Greenland Quilter.
Greenland Quilter. Now, this is really special because you've had me on your podcast.
Yes.
So are you doing any podcast things here this week, or are you just enjoying QuiltCon?
I'm enjoying QuiltCon because this is my first trip to QuiltCon.
Oh, and what has been your favorite part so far?
The quilts. I haven't gone all the way through them all yet because I've been click, click, click with the camera.
Yeah. So if people are listening right now and they're thinking, I didn't know Brandy was on another podcast, where can they go to find your podcast?
If you go to YouTube, you could just put in Greenland Quilter and you will find my channel.
Okay, so Greenland Quilter, Katherine Yolson, thank you so much for stopping by the booth.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Okay, we have a special guest in the Quilter on Fire podcast lounge. Tell us your name.
I'm Paula Chamberlain.
Now, Paula, I know you well because I've been on your podcast. So tell me the name of your podcast.
My podcast is A Quilter's Life.
A Quilter's Life podcast. And this is a really nice podcast because, like I love to do, you like to tell the stories of quilters. So tell us a little bit about it, though.
Well, I always start out with where are they born and raised. And I want to get the story of the wonderful people behind the beautiful quilts. And so we get to know who the person is, then we chat about other hobbies or crafts, and then we chat about quilting.
Okay, now it's my turn. I get to ask you, what kind of quilting do you like to do?
I consider myself a little bit more of a traditional quilter, but I make just simple quilts for my great nieces and nephews mostly.
Oh, that is so sweet. And we are here at QuiltCon 2024. So what has been your favorite part of the show?
I feel like this is a little bit selfish, but it has been so exciting to me to run into listeners of my podcast.
Yeah, because you know what? We sit in our, studios where we do our podcast. We're working on the scripts. We're researching the people. We're falling in love with these creators, and we're doing all that editing. And sometimes we're wondering, why are we doing all this? But when someone comes up to you and says they love your show, how does that feel?
It has been amazing.
It just makes you feel like you want to keep going, right?
Yeah.
Well, Paula, it has been so nice to see you in person again. This is actually the first time I'm meeting you at this show, right? I just met you a couple days ago. So nice to meet you in person after being on your podcast. So where can people find your podcast, and where can they find you on social media?
Well, I have a website. It's aquilterslife.com, no apostrophe. And on social media, it's at aquilterslife.
Yeah, so if you have a podcast app on your phone, just search A Quilter's Life and you'll find it for sure.
And I was going to add, my logo is a blue 9-patch.
A blue 9-patch. Easy to find then,
easy
right?
to find.
Okay, thank you so much for being here and enjoy the rest of the show.
Thank you so much, Brandy.
I have the Bear Quilter in the podcast lounge. I'm so excited to have you here. So you just arrived yesterday at the show and you've been enjoying it so far. So what has been your favorite thing about QuiltCon so far?
There are a lot more people actually from TikTok here this year than there were last year.
Yeah.
So I spent a lot of time yesterday meeting people I've only ever talked to on TikTok. So
yeah. And really, well, and you're bringing up TikTok because that is your space. That's where you are. You're having so much fun on TikTok. So where can they find you on TikTok, first of all?
So TikTok is at The Bear Quilter.
Okay.
Instagram is at The Bear Quilter.
Okay, and tell us, what kind of things are you doing on there?
Well, right now we are working on a sew-along of a pattern that I wrote called Burst. So we're going to finish that up here in a couple of weeks. And then it's just more sewing, more fun. That's it.
Yeah, and I love everything you're doing on your channel because it's so comfortable and it's achievable and it's, you know, it's inviting for people. So why do you think it's, what do you think really resonates with people about what you're doing on your channel?
I think most of the time people are reticent to do things that they're uncomfortable with.
Yeah.
So if we can break stuff down, like quilting down into the simple blocks, the simple pieces, you know, base it on the three, what I call kind of the three pillars, which is make a square, make a half square triangle, and make a strip.
Yeah.
And you can do almost any quilt with that.
So if people want to participate in this project that you're working on with this new pattern you designed, where can they go?
So you can go find me on TikTok. There's a link in my bio on TikTok, which will take you right to where you can download the pattern. Yeah. It's a free pattern.
Yeah. The Bear Quilter is in the podcast lounge. It's so nice to see you again in person. I really hope that you enjoy the show this year.
Awesome. Thank you so much. It was lovely.
Okay, I have another special guest in the podcast booth, so tell us your name.
Hi, my name is Vikaidi Plybon.
And where are you from?
New York City.
New York City. And what are you doing this year at QuiltCon?
I'm just meeting people, hanging out, just getting to see all the creativity and just hanging out.
Yeah, and you've been hanging around in the old Liso booth as well. And there's something going on in your life that's coming soon. So tell us about that.
Yes, I'm expecting my second baby. We do not know what it is. We're going to wait until the birth.
Yeah.
And it's going to be here May 1st?
May 1st.
Or May 11th. One of those two.
Coming soon.
So soon.
Well, congratulations on that. And so tell us a little bit about your quilting journey. What kind of quilting do you love to do?
So my name online is Auspicious, and I am a modern quilter. I write patterns as well.
Yeah.
And this year I have a little partnership with AGF, where I'm one of their socialites. And also I'm working with Aurifil as one of their artisans.
Oh, that is so fun. So you're an Aurifil artisan. So tell us, what are you doing with Art Gallery Fabrics?
Just making projects.
Yeah,
I have a bundle with them. It's called Alegría.
Oh,
uh-huh. Nice. And it's just a fun, vivid colors, like a rainbow set of colors.
Oh, that is so fun. Okay, so if I've got listeners who are wondering where can they find you online, where can they go to your socials?
They can find me at Sewspicious, and that's Sewspicious.
Well, thank you so much for stopping by the podcast lounge.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Okay, I have Bex Quilt Cottage in the podcast lounge. You are a TikTok star. Now tell me a little bit about your TikTok channel.
When I started TikTok, I didn't do videos at all. And now that I am on TikTok, it's like I can't get enough of it. And we do, I get on there and I do anywhere from embroidery to quilts to showing how to quilt on a long arm. Just about any and everything to do with a quilt.
Yeah, a lot of fun quilting stuff, right? And so what made you choose TikTok over some of the other famous Instagram and those other platforms out there?
Being able to go live with different people and not having to do it by yourself.
Yes.
That made a big difference in my nerves, I guess you would say.
Yeah.
And it's been awesome.
Yeah, and a lot of times when I'm on my TikTok feed and I'm looking for all these wonderful creators, I see you and you're with a couple other people and you're just working away. So how do you plan that? Do you guys just have fun and you get whenever you're live, you all hop on together?
Yeah, we just go on and whatever we're working on, that's what it is for that day. Right now we are doing a sew-along with the Farm Girl Vintage Book with Lori Holt.
Fun.
And that started last week, and we have like 70 people signed up to do that with us.
Fun.
And it's me and Sassy hosting those on, and we're only doing one block a week.
Yeah.
On Monday nights, and the first week was really, really fun.
Yeah.
And we have a few giveaways to do, and we did a giveaway last week, and it's just growed.
Yeah, it's fun. Okay, well, and I've already mentioned Bex Quilt Cottage on TikTok. So what's your full name?
Rebecca Newell.
Rebecca Newell. And is this your first time at QuiltCon?
Yes, this is my first time at any kind of quilt show.
Wow, and how are you liking it?
It's been a little overwhelming, but I am really enjoying myself.
Oh, that's good. Has there been something about the show that's been your favorite part?
meeting all my TikTok friends. Yeah. Of course.
Well, that's wonderful. Well, thank you so much for stopping by the podcast lounge. It's so nice to meet you in person after seeing you on TikTok all this time.
Well, thank you for having me, and I'm so glad I stopped by and met you.
Yeah, thanks for coming by. Okay, I am here at QuiltCon, and I found someone very special who's doing some demos in the Oliso booth. So what is your name?
My name is Genesis.
Genesis, it's so nice to meet you. And what are you demonstrating today at the Oliso booth?
Today I'm demonstrating the new Oliso irons.
Oh, nice. And they're so gorgeous, aren't they? They have a lot of good features and stuff like that. Do you have one of these at home?
Yes, I have one of the Tula Pink mini ones.
Oh, nice. Okay, and what's your favorite thing to do in quilting?
I like piecing. That's one of my favorites, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And have you been teaching or doing all this kind of demonstration stuff very long?
Not only for about 3 years.
3 years, yeah. That's awesome. So is this your first QuiltCon?
This is my second.
Second,
yeah.
QuiltCon. And what's your favorite part about QuiltCon?
Entering quilts and being able to see everybody's beautiful quilts.
Oh, yeah. So wonderful. So if people are listening right now and they want to connect with you on social media or see what you're doing out there in the world, where can they find you on Instagram?
You can find me at Jenny from the Quilt Blog.
Oh, that is such a great Instagram name. So how did you come up with that name? It's just a fun.
My mom actually thought of it from the Jennifer Lopez, Jenny from the Quilt Blog song. Jenny,
yeah, so yeah. Great. Well, enjoy QuiltCon, and thank you so much for doing all these wonderful demonstrations.
Thank you.
Okay, so I'm really excited. I have Carrie from Kid Giddy in the podcast lounge. So Carrie, tell us, what are you exploring here at QuiltCon this year?
I am actually teaching quite a few classes, and this morning is my one morning off where I get to walk around the show, see people, familiar faces, meet new people, yeah. And I'm just having a grand time walking around. And
I've pulled you away from your no. joyful walk around, but I want to know, what kind of classes are you teaching this year?
So this year I'm teaching three different classes. The first one is Say It Ain't So, and it's a font pattern where it's modular, so you can mix and match all the blocks to create letters, numbers, and punctuations. And it involves a little bit of foundation paper piecing, English paper piecing, if you want, and curves. So it's a little bit of everything, and a little applique. And then I'm also teaching designing pixel to patchwork on EQ8. Okay. So I'm teaching students how to use the Electric Quilt Company program to create their own patchwork quilt blocks in a really fun, easy way. And then I'm also teaching multiplier quilt blocks on Adobe Illustrator so that you can take super basic blocks, few different colors, and mix them all together and create really unique blocks all together.
It sounds like all the technical stuff that we're afraid of, but you make it easy, right?
I do make it easy, and I actually really have a lot of fun with it, so I hope my students have fun with it as well.
Okay, so if people are listening to the podcast right now and they're thinking, oh, I want to get in touch or follow Kid Giddy, where can we find you?
You can find me on Instagram. I've been a little quiet on there lately because I'm working on my BFA at Maine College of Art and Design. And so I've been really focused on that, being a full-time student again, which is a little difficult, but it's exciting. And so I have been posting a little less, but I'm still there. You can still find me there. And I'm also on Kid Giddy on Facebook and kidgiddy.com.
Okay, great. Well, congratulations on getting one of those coveted teaching spots at QuiltCon, and enjoy the show.
Thank you so much.
Okay, so I am here at QuiltCon 2024 with one of the speakers. So tell us your name.
Colleen Carlson.
Now, Colleen, you have the most interesting topic today. So tell us a little bit about what you spoke about today.
My topic for today, I call back talk. And so it's about everything about the backs of quilts. I definitely encourage people to use the best quality backing that they can. And then I talked about other things like whole cloth versus pieced. And it was a topic for everyone because everyone needs a back.
Yeah, and there are so many questions at the end. And this is such good information because sometimes when people are sending things off to a long armor, they're just not sure how to prepare it properly or what kind of fabric they should use or how to make their long arm quilter's life easier. So you had some fantastic tips. Now, if people are thinking, I want to bring this lecture into my guild because it's such a great topic, where can they reach out to you?
They can find me on Instagram. I am RxQuilt. And that is because I'm a semi-retired pharmacist with an extremely common name. So please follow me on RxQuilt on Instagram.
Okay, so it's Colleen Carlson. And what is the name of your lecture one more time?
Back Talk.
Back Talk. Such a great name. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Now we are going to take a quick break, but don't go away because today's commercials are, number one, a heartwarming quilt project for children in foster care by Stacey Lee Creative, and number two, a fall retreat with Quilts for Survivors. And guess what? There are a few spots left for the 2024 QFS retreat in Ontario, but if you can't go this year, I happen to be the special guest teaching and quilting for the entire Quilts for Survivors retreat for the fall of 2025. So be sure to listen in to these next two commercials for a good cause. And after the break, I'll bring you more great clips from QuiltCon 2024, like my favorite vendor booth, a little appreciation for the sign language interpreters, and I caught up with a few of the QuiltCon 2024 winners. We'll be right back. Now here's a note from Stacey Lee Creative. Join us in stitching warmth and love for children in foster care with our fourth annual quilt donation drive. We're inviting everyone from quilt lovers to quilt shops to donate kid-friendly quilts. Each donation not only offers comfort, but enters you into a giveaway for fantastic prizes. Partnering with Comfort Cases, we aim to embrace children across all 50 states. Begin crafting your quilts in April and send them off in May for National Foster Care Awareness Month. Join us in making a difference, spreading love and warmth one stitch at a time. Visit www.stacey-lee.com for all the details. That's stacey-lee.com. The second annual Quilts for Survivors Orange You Glad We're Sewing Retreat is happening this fall, September 27th to 30th, 2024, in Timmins, Ontario. The special guest speaker for 2024 is Karen Brown of Just Get It Done Quilts. There are a few spots left for the in-person retreat, and you can also participate virtually. It's time to come together as an international community to sew, learn, and be inspired. You'll meet other volunteers and the founder and quilter with a heart of gold, Vanessa Genier herself. Go to quiltsforsurvivors.ca or call 705-262-1853 to sign up as an in-person or virtual participant today. Okay, so we are walking around, well, I am walking around QuiltCon 2024, and every once in a while I find something that really just sings to my soul, and my favorite thing that I have seen in QuiltCon 2024 is this gorgeous flower wall. So let's start off, tell me your name.
Hi, I'm Leslie McWilliams.
Leslie McWilliams, and what is your business?
I own Duckadilly, which is a fabric store, and we carry all Liberty fabrics.
Yeah, Duckadilly Liberty fabrics. Now, can you tell me about this gorgeous, actually, there's two of them, two gorgeous walls of flowers. When I first saw them, I was like, oh, that is such a nice print. And then I walked up to them, and they are totally 3D. They are all made of fabric. They're gorgeous. So tell me about them.
Sure. Where we started was we had the idea of having a Liberty flower shop. And so that was kind of where the idea came from. And so we wanted to incorporate making flowers out of Liberty. We, in the past, have tried it ourselves. We weren't terribly successful. So we reached out to this amazing artist named Lisa Gens, and she created all of the flowers for two flower walls, and as well as a bouquet in the center of our booth. And what she did was she used wool felt, and she fused Liberty fabrics onto it. And then she cut them all out, and then she shaped them using like heated prongs, and she added wires onto the backs. And once she shipped all the boxes to us, we were able to create these huge floral walls that were all covered in Liberty.
Yeah, and there are so many people all over the world that love Liberty fabrics. So if they're interested in finding Duckadilly online, where can they go?
they can go to decadilly.com, and we have a huge selection of Liberty Tana Lawn, including fabrics that we work with Liberty that they have recolored for us exclusively, and they print for us, and we're here in the U.S.
Okay, and I bet that if people are listening right now to the podcast and they want to see some visuals of these flowers, some great photos, you have that on your Instagram page, right? So where can they find you on Instagram?
Sure, they can find us at Decadilly Fabrics.
Okay, thank you so much for letting me stop by and share this amazing moment with these beautiful flower walls.
Great, thanks, Brandy. It was really great talking to you.
Okay, so I am here at QuiltCon 2024, and I wanted to talk to some people here who are doing a wonderful job. And you don't see this at every quilt show, and I think it's a really important topic. So tell us your names.
My name's Amy Lankite.
And what's your name? Kayla Guidey. Okay, and what are you doing here at QuiltCon 2024?
We're the American Sign Language Interpreters.
And can you just give me a little glimpse into that world? Like, why is this such an important thing to have at a quilt show?
Sure. It's an important thing to have anywhere. So we promote accessibility everywhere we go. People talk about DEI, which is amazing, but we also add the A on the end to make sure everywhere anyone goes, they can have an equal experience as the person sitting next to them. So if a deaf or hard of hearing or deafblind member paid for any kind of a conference like QuiltCon, and they can sit next to their hearing cohort or what have you, they have an equal experience. So having an American Sign Language interpreter for somebody who uses ASL or captions for somebody who is hard of hearing is super important.
Yeah, and I just want to give a little shout out here to QuiltCon for being so forward thinking and including you and making it a show that can be enjoyed by everyone.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay, Audrey, I'm so glad to catch you outside the awards. So can you just tell us your first and last name?
Sure. My name is Audrey Essery, and I'm from Louisville, Kentucky.
And something fun just happened in the QuiltCon Awards for 2024. So tell us what you won.
Yes, I won a third place ribbon in the piecing category for my quilt Vortex Radial.
Yeah.
And that quilt is part of a longstanding series that goes back all the way to my very first QuiltCon. So the very first QuiltCon I attended and had work exhibit was in 2019 in Nashville, and the first quilt in that series, Offset, hung in that show. And so now 6 years later, to get recognition for Vortex Radial, which is now like in the late teens as part of that series, is just really satisfying.
Yeah, and what is it about quilting that just really sings to you? What's your joy?
I think I've always had a lot of artistic ambitions, but I've never felt comfortable in any specific medium. And so it wasn't until I found quilting that I felt like I really found my medium that I was meant to work with as an artist. And so I think, you know, I may not be able to draw a straight line or draw very proficiently, but I can sew.
Yeah.
And so that makes quilting a perfect medium for me.
Absolutely. You can sure quilt. Well, congratulations on the big award.
Thank
and
you.
Enjoy the show.
Thank you so much.
Okay, I am here with one of the winners of QuiltCon 2024. I have Kelly Spell. So Kelly, congratulations, first of all, on the big prize.
Thank you so much.
So I am excited to talk about this quilt. So let's talk about the name of your quilt, and is there a story behind it?
Yeah, the name of the quilt is called Candy Pop, and I named it that because after I was finished designing it, the way that the elements kind of pop out in and out of the negative space, there are six what look like candies to me that kind of pop out to the forefront. And so Candy Pop just seemed like a natural name. And I work a lot with circles and swirls, so it's very familiar style that I like to work in. And I am often inspired by turbines, like water, hydroelectric turbines that move water. I live in Tennessee, and the TVA has lots of power facilities around us, and so I'm inspired by these turbines. They pump water from the Tennessee River and up a mountain to this reservoir and then down the mountain to create energy. And so I wanted to play with this idea of a large swirl of water moving around several circular objects. Mm-hmm. And I ended up drawing something that had this very long, winding, twisty-turny snake. I'll call it a serpentine swirl. that moves its way around, I think, 12 circles altogether. And as I was coloring it, it's red, primarily red, like a dark burgundy hand-printed background. The circles and the swirl are this bright red, and then the candies have a pink hand-printed element to them also. And it just, when I drew it, I looked at it and I thought, well, I know that I can piece anything that I draw. It's all machine pieced, but figuring out the puzzle of assembly order was a very exciting endeavor because that serpentine swirl is 18 feet long. I didn't know that until after I pieced it, and I'm kind of glad that I didn't know that ahead of time. And so it just was this puzzle. I ended up cutting the one long piece from a piece of wide back fabric that I hand dyed, and very carefully with templates that use a lot of registration marks so that I could line it up where it needed to go on the circles, and just very, I have like a 38 step handwritten note to myself of like, this is the piece that needs to go together first, and then I, like, the candy units are made of three pieces, and so those went together first, and then I connected the candies to the circles that were adjacent to them, and then slowly but surely started tackling the swirl. And because I have this 18 foot long piece of fabric, I folded it up over itself multiple times and clipped it together so that I was only working with like a foot or two of it at a time. And just slowly but surely, with lots of partial seams, made my way all the way around the quilt and was very excited to see the result.
It's fascinating to hear how it came together. But one thing I want to say is that at QuiltCon every year, we see all kinds of curved piecing. But this is different. It looks so innovative. It's not something we would have expected, and it's something new. And so can you tell us a little bit about the award that you won for this quilt?
Yeah, so the award that I won, I believe this is the first year it's ever been awarded. It's called the Best Original Modern Design. And I'm still shocked. It's hard to put into words what it feels like to have a quilt like this that took a lot of work. This is probably the most ambitious quilt that I've ever attempted, just from the hand dyeing and then screen printing all the prints and then sewing that beast of a swirl together. It was a lot of work, and it feels very satisfying to have the judges acknowledge that and to share it with everyone. You know, it's always good when things that you love are well received, and so I'm just glad that that it's being out in the world and having such a good time.
Well, and now if you're thinking about this award, you're listening right now to the podcast and you're thinking, well, this sounds like a really interesting award. Think about all the first, second, and third place categories. And then they introduce, after all that's said and done, they start talking about special awards like best hand quilting and best machine quilting. This is in that category. Like, it's the second or third award just before Best of Show. So it's a wonderful award. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Sure it's all about design and innovation. So you really hit the mark there. I just want to say congratulations on such a wonderful achievement.
Thank you so much. I hope that everyone who is able to attend the show has a great time. And those of you who can't, I know that there are lots of pictures and videos and podcasts. And hopefully you're going to catch all the exciting things from the show that you missed from home. So
great.
Enjoy.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Okay, I am here with Scott Cully, and I am so excited to talk to you about this little event that happened late last night. So we were at the awards ceremony, and what happened for you?
I won first place in the piecing category.
Yes, of course you did. First place in the piecing category. Yes. What an achievement. So can you tell us a little bit about the quilt?
The quilt is 64 inches square. It is comprised of 215 snail shell blocks made of two colors, and within those blocks a portrait of my father when he was 17 kind of emerges from it.
Yeah, and it is so visually stunning. When you see it, it's kind of like a marvel. People are standing in front of it looking at it like, how is this even possible? So can you tell us a little bit more about the story behind the quilt?
So the idea behind the quilt and the reason why it's a picture of my father with his overlining pattern is this idea of interpreting relationships. And I come from a divorced household, and my father was always around, but it was me growing up trying to understand what our relationship was. And so this putting together the quilt, designing the quilt, was all trying to come to terms or try to understand or try to put together, if you will, what our relationship was. And I think through the process of doing that, that kind of happened for me. You know, I was able to realize that he wasn't doing anything wrong.
Yeah.
I had maybe misideas of what I was trying to put a round peg into a square hole.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And trying to put a father-son relationship into a relationship that technically by title was a father-son relationship, but it wasn't that. So that's kind of the whole idea behind the quilt.
And as your friend, when I looked at that quilt for the first time, I actually thought it was you. And so tell me a little bit about the resemblance there.
So the reason why I chose that picture was that because he and I look very much alike.
Yeah.
And we have very, very many similar characteristics. And so it's this whole idea of, you know, nature versus nurture and how, you know, he wasn't an integral part of my life, but yet still impacted on how I grew up and how I am and how I treat my own kids and things like that.
Well, I want to say congratulations. What an incredible win. And so if people are interested in seeing this quilt and they want to get connected with you somehow, where can they find you online?
I'm mostly on Instagram. You can find me at Scott Culley Designs. That's spelled C-U-L-L-E-Y.
And you're not from here, are you? You come to QuiltCon the last few years in a row. Where are you from?
I'm living in Berlin, Germany. I'm originally from Washington State, but my family lives in Berlin now.
Yeah. Well, congratulations again. I'm so pleased. I was just thrilled when I heard your name announced and I saw that beautiful quilt on the screen. Congratulations.
Thank you so much, Brandy.
Okay, tell me your name, your first and last name.
Jenny, G-I-N-N-Y, Robinson, R-O-B-I-N-S-O-N.
Okay, Jenny, and something very special just happened moments ago.
Yes.
You won a wonderful award, so tell us what you won.
I just won Best in Show at QuiltCon, an event that's always meant a lot to me, so I can't believe that this just happened.
Congratulations, the quilt is amazing. Can you tell us a little bit about the story behind the quilt?
Of course. I'm a middle school teacher locally at an independent school in Durham, and I was really disturbed and moved by Uvalde, Texas, and I started the quilt then and worked on it on and off for 2 years, including spans of time that included the shootings at UNC and other places, of course. And I think just as a teacher, I wanted to tell a story that I think all teachers have, which is, you know, when we look around our classrooms, we know the things that we would throw if there was an intruder.
Yeah.
And it varies by what grade you teach, and it varies by what subject you teach. And I wanted all of that reflected in the quilt. And so that's what I made.
Yeah, such a heartwarming story. And you said on stage that your kids had a message for you before you came to the show today. So what was that?
I told them that I was going to an awards ceremony. They're eighth graders, and they asked me if I was going to be wearing an evening gown. I said that it wasn't that kind of awards ceremony, but that I was still very excited to go and that it would be very funny if I wore an evening gown.
Yeah, and I can't wait to sort of, like, what's going to happen when you tell them? What do you think they're going to react?
Oh my gosh, I don't even know. One of the things I love about teaching eighth graders is that they just sort of are at once sort of not excited and very excited about everything. So
yeah.
I think that they'll be happy for me, and that makes me...
In the past, they gave you
Joy. Can you just, one more thing, you just tell us, can we give a little shout out to the other teachers that inspired some of the visuals in this quilt?
Yes, absolutely. I went on Instagram and I asked teachers all over the United States what they would throw. I didn't want the quilt to just reflect my life as a teacher. I wanted it to reflect the lives of teachers across the United States.
Yeah.
And so I'm really grateful to them for the ways that they contributed to the quilt.
Yeah, and you have some friends and family here to celebrate with you.
I do. These are some of my oldest quilt friends, and that's my family. And the fact that QuiltCon just happens to be in Raleigh this year. Normally I fly out, and if I'm at an award ceremony, I'm here with my friends, but not with my family. So the fact that they're here with me, I just, it's an indescribable feeling.
Oh, so much joy. Well, congratulations on the big win. I'll leave you to take it all in. Enjoy.
Thank you so much. I appreciate your stopping by.
Well, what a wonderful way to end the QuiltCon 2024 episode of the Quilter on Fire podcast with the emotional high of the Best in Show winner, Ginny Robinson. It is so hard to catch the winners after the awards show, so I also want to send out congratulations to all of the other winners. You can find those quilts and videos on my Instagram at Quilter on Fire. And I really hope you enjoyed this episode. A big shout out to Oliso Irons, who has hosted the podcast lounge in their booth 3 years in a row now. We have so much fun, meet so many wonderful quilters, and I get a chance then to share it all with you right here on the podcast. And finally, I want to thank you for listening. I can't believe you are here with me in your ear, and I'm so grateful. If you ever do hear that I'm at a quilt show near you, I'd love to meet you in person. So don't be afraid to grab my arm and say hello. Thank you for listening to the Quilter on Fire podcast. Until next time, dream big and have fun in the studio with the Quilter on Fire.